Hi there. The word for you today is on the sin of omission. In James 4:17, the Bible says, "To him who knows to do good and does not do it, it is sin." We tend to focus on sins of commission, the wrong we do. But what about our sins of omission, the good we're supposed to do but fail to do? In Christ's parables, when someone was condemned, notice something. It was usually over a sin of omission, not commission. For example, a man was put out of a wedding because he had no wedding garment on. 5 virgins were excluded from the wedding party because they'd no oil in their lamps. A servant who buried his talent in the ground instead of using it forfeited it. A rich man who failed to care for his neighbor was condemned for it. A barren fig tree that failed to produce fruit was cursed and died. You say, "Well, Bob, that's nice, but truthfully, I'm just interested in deeper spiritual life." Well, the deepest spiritual life is one spent doing good for others, and it's the basis on which you will one day stand before the Lord to be judged and rewarded. Let me read it to you. Matthew 25:41. We need to keep this scripture before us. "Then the king will say, 'I was hungry and you didn't feed me. I was thirsty and you didn't give me a drink. I was a stranger and you didn't invite me into your home. I was naked and you didn't give me clothing. I was sick and in prison and you didn't visit me.' Well, then they will reply, 'Lord, when did we ever see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and not help you?' And he will answer, 'I tell you the truth. When you refuse to help the least of these my brothers and sisters, you were refusing to help me.'" Huh, that's a sobering scripture, isn't it? So here's the bottom line. When God gives you a chance to do good, do it.